Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and B21. Hey everybody, and welcome to this Whiskey Quickie, and we're taking a look at the Michter's 2020 release of their barrel strength, or should I say cask strength rye whiskey. Kentucky rye whiskey, should I mention. So always love to be able to see something different, not always out of Indiana, so it's fantastic to be able to see that. Now, a little bit more stats on this one. This particular barrel that we have, because these are all single barrels that we come out, so our barrel is 21B442 and it has a proof of 110.8. The average out of the entire release was around 110.3. It is non-age stated and the SRP is $100. Right on the money.
Nice. Well, I guess Kentucky rye, they're probably like, they're like gateway rye, like just barely over 52% or 51%.
I don't really know the mash bill. That's interesting. I don't even know if Michter's really discloses it too much, but let's go ahead and we'll dive in.
We'll speculate.
Yeah, that's what we do best. On the nose.
Kind of like a grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah. A more oak I get on this one too.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of oak on it.
Which I enjoy. Yeah.
Big fan. Somehow grape and Kool-Aid and oak and
can come together.
Come together to combine, this would be it.
All right, let's go ahead with the taste here.
Sweet, like sweet, like creme brulee, bread pudding, some of that confectious grape sugar, fake like imitation grape flavor kind of going on.
Well, I'm waiting for you to like kind of guide me through here because I have some flavors, but I can't really like put a, you know, pin it down here. It is good though.
Yeah, it's, to me, it's like dessert, you know, raisiny, syrupy, I don't know, like kind of like bread pudding, like the bottom of a bowl, you know, it's like the juju left over.
Maybe a little bit of purple Skittles in there.
Yeah, who there knows? You go. Taste the rainbow.
All right, let's go ahead and rate this. So on the nose.
Thumbs up. I liked it.
Yep. And the taste?
Thumbs up. Really liked it.
And the finish?
Sideways. It's a little muted, but I don't know. You know me. I just like a little elevated finish.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would have kind of gone closer to thumbs up, but I think it has a good spice at the very end. Still kind of lingers around, but hey, who are we to judge? Make sure you let us know in the comments if you've tried this as well. But cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.